are shifting our perspectives and letting shit go. I'm Bridget.
I'm Kat.
And today we are going to talk about things that people do not prepare you for in parenthood. So when you have kids, I think there's a big focus on the initial having of the child when they are a small baby and do nothing. And then as soon as they reach like a year, 2 years, you don't know what's going on.
And you're like, what the fuck happened?
Right. And then you tell somebody, like maybe your parents or a neighbor, and they're like, oh yeah. And you're like, why didn't you tell me?
Why didn't you tell me this? Why did you not tell me that there could be lice in our children's hair? That is what we are currently dealing with. Well, me at daycare.
Yeah. I'm hoping it doesn't travel to the elementary school.
Yes.
Because, I mean, there's definitely lice. Cross-contamination with kids in both schools.
I mean, gross. So there's an issue with that. We get a message like, check your kid's hair. I'm like, I will literally die. I was dreading picking Sage up yesterday because I'm like, I swear, if I see anything, I'm shaving her head. She's G.I. Jane.
Yeah. I told Izzy, I was like, if that ever happens, I'm getting a hazmat suit and you will not see me. And she goes, what's that?
Izzy, I said, has so much hair.
So much hair. Like, I almost fear that we would need to shave some of it off because there's, I don't even know.
Oh my God.
But, okay, so we talk about lice in like elementary school, like when we're young, right? Mm-hmm. Like, don't share hats. Don't do this. But as a parent, like, what are you supposed to do?
No, you can't do anything.
But you just look for them and then react to it. Like, that sounds terrible.
It is terrible. Because then you think about it. If you don't know, then it's in your sheets. It's in the house.
Oh, God. It's like bed bugs?
It's a whole thing. They jump.
That's honestly rude.
How rude. I remember being a kid. I got it all the time.
What's the projection of these lice?
I think if your hair, if we're a little closer, they can.
Are you kidding
transfer.
Me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like a whole Marvel universe in the in the bug world.
Waiting for someone to be like, actually, the ratio is 4 inches.
I'm surprised you don't know that off the top of your head.
I'm going to go home and do some homework tonight.
Oh my God. Yeah. Look, I'm getting itchy.
I remember I was a kid. I had lice. I can remember
you
like
did?
4 or 5. Oh my God. Hair was so long.
Four or five times?
To my butt. Mm-hmm. But it would be like you'd have a sleepover.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. But it's all about like, I'm sorry, if you see, and I'm not saying it's uncleanliness, whatever, but it's just lack of awareness, I think, from a parent.
Yeah.
Because if I see Sage scratching her head, I'm like, what's up, girl? You know, and I'll look at her head.
Right.
Just to see if there's something there. And you can see lice.
You can.
You can see them. Mm-hmm. So my thing is like when I was a kid and I'd get it, I'd always get it at like a sleepover with like 5 girls and one girl would have it.
And
we're
else.
All like singing, sleeping together.
Yeah.
And then it would just spread like wildfire. And then if the mom didn't tell us right away, now I'm going to school.
Oh.
Because it was like one day in between. Usually it takes like, I think, a couple of days to get going to where you're like, oh shit, something's going on. Because if you just gave it to me and I go home and go to sleep and then go to school the next day, usually it's not.
Oh my God.
All like revved up.
I have so many questions.
But my mom, like, they'd put this nasty stuff in your hair that stunk. And then you'd layer your hair in different layers and you have this tiny little comb and you go through and get all the eggs out.
Oh, eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's a thing. I remember. And I would just cry. My hair was so long. My poor mom. Bless your heart.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'll need to take PTO. If this happens.
Hey, if this happens, we'll help each other.
Oh, my God.
You're like, get away from me.
Yeah, I'll have my hazmat suit on and like. Have you ever seen this? The videos where people put like the gloves, the rubber gloves over their heads and they look like a unicorn.
Oh my God.
I would do that for protection.
Okay. We'll do that.
Or just put a condom, just then I'll come over and help.
Okay. We'll do that.
That freaks me out. Oh my God. I'm like literally itchy and I have no reason to be itchy.
Okay. Well, you never know.
I'm sweating a little bit too now.
But yeah.
I'm scared.
They don't prepare you for that. And then also I got a call the other day. At 4 p.m., usually I pick Sage up at 5. I see that it's daycare. And I'm like, here we go. And usually when you pick it up, they're like, she's fine.
Yeah, always.
And it was, hi.
Oh, and no. You're like, oh, my God. Is her, like, are her limbs okay?
I was literally like, please just don't have a broken
something. Is she bleeding out? Please. What's happening?
And they're like, Sage has a tick on her head and it's attached itself. We need you to come pick her up. Because they're not allowed to remove it by law.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So I go there.
So, but how do they know that she has a tick? Do they check them for ticks when they come in, I guess?
They have been, because there's been a lot.
Oh, gosh.
So she had two on her head.
Two?
One didn't attach and one was attached. And what had happened, I think Miss Colleen was looking through the hair and then she'll like braid it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And she saw one. So they put a Band-Aid on it in her hair. I can't. It was stuck in her hair. Not saying anything like wrong about that. But anyways, I think they probably don't want to look at it. And I yeah. don't blame them. So I had to pick her up. And she's like, there's a buggy in my hair. Because they were so good about it. Like, didn't want to freak her out.
So she was just like.
She was fine. She's like, look at my nice braids. And then in the back was just a bright blue Band-Aid.
Oh,
and I got home and I was like, Dad, you got it. I can't.
How did he get them out?
Tweezers. Mm-hmm. Came right out. Didn't. No damage. Like, you couldn't even see that it was there.
Oh, that's good.
Goodness. But also, like, this is the shit you have to worry about. I'm sorry. If it's 10 a.m. and you're calling me, guess what? I'm going to take her out to the parking lot. I'm going to take those tweezers.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take it off and I'm going to bring it right back in.
But also,
I paid for the day.
Aren't there sprays that you can do?
There are.
Why don't, never mind. They should just do that.
They think they spray the whole area, but they have them all the time.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, but it's stuff they don't warn you about. Like, I think you're going to call me because she has a fever.
Right.
Not, hey, there's lice and ticks going around and I'm just like,
oh, my God. Like, we don't have enough to worry about as is.
I can't.
You can't have lice in this economy. Like, are you kidding me?
No, you know what we cannot have in this economy with the cost of groceries?
What?
Growth spurts. Let's talk about it.
Okay. So when they're a baby, they grow, right? They're supposed yeah. to. Mm-hmm. And they continue to grow into, you know, preteens, maybe even adulthood for some people. What people don't tell you about is sometimes it's inches over the course of a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's problematic because I just bought you new clothes and now you're in the next size.
Yep.
Shoes. Now you're in the next size already. It's like some of the stuff that I've gotten Izzy. Because she's grown so quickly, so consistently, is like basically brand new.
See, that
we're worn annoying. Once or twice.
That's frustrating.
It is.
Things they don't tell you as parents.
Right. And then you're like, then I would have been like, okay, maybe I will buy the cheaper stuff or mm-hmm. like whatever. And then the eating, sometimes she's just a bottomless pit.
Mm-hmm. Never ends.
Of any, like anything she can get her hands on. Like she'll have a full, like say cheeseburger for dinner. With french fries and broccoli. An hour later, mommy, I'm really hungry. I'm like, how?
Yep.
How? But then she is. And then she'll eat like carrots or watermelon. Like a bowl, like an adult sized bowl of it. It's hard to keep up with.
It is.
And like me and Kevin try and warn each other like, hey, she ate like basically two dinners. So just FYI.
Yeah.
Because we only have her 50% of the time, so we fill our fridge accordingly. But then sometimes we run out of food,
and
literally.
Like, gotta get more.
Yeah.
Oh my
so we try
God.
And warn each other when she's like ravenous because growth mm-hmm. spurt.
And you don't know. And it just,
no.
it comes on.
And you
like,
try.
Like so
and,
ferociously.
Yeah.
It's like, today I'm fine. I'm good. Tomorrow it's like.
Yeah. What can I get my
I'm
hands
hungry.
On? What can I eat?
I need more. That's Knox right now. Knox is bottom. He's small.
He's tiny. But he does eat a lot for his.
He eats a lot. Yeah. I mean, his favorite thing is when he gets home from school, he's like, ooh, snacks. And I'm like, well, you're going to have dinner soon. And he's like, okay. I'll have like a yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll have a meat stick. And then I'll have a banana.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't end. And mm-hmm. I'm just like. Okay, like I want him to grow. I'm not going to say no.
Right.
Because he'll still eat his dinner.
Right. Well, and the other thing is, too, you want to try and give your kids healthy things, mm-hmm. right? But then those healthy things cost more than like a bag of chips.
I know.
But you don't want to give them the chips because there's, you know, childhood obesity and potential for diabetes in the future and all these other things.
And also just like creating healthy eating habits.
Yeah. And it's just mm-hmm. gross to.
Because at school, also, they're getting like the shit.
Yeah. or they can, they have free range to get whatever they want.
I can't even talk about that still.
It's so crazy. But like, I get it. Are the teachers supposed to like literally follow them around and be like,
no,
you shouldn't get that, like little birdie on their shoulder?
No, but also there has to be some goddamn supervision when they're spending their money at lunch. Knox literally got like five snacks one day. Five. Who's not watching this kid walk around with two ice creams, two bags of chips, and a pretzel?
Also, how is he carrying all of that?
Probably putting it in his pants.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Just happy as a clam. Mm-hmm. Double fisting his ice cream. He's got chips locked and loaded. He's
in
like
his pockets. He's like
living his best life.
What do you want to do? What are we eating first? His favorite thing now is, so we let him buy once a week.
Okay.
Because he was buying way too much stuff a day. So I'm like, you get once a week. So now it's Taco Tuesdays.
Oh.
He's like, I'm going to choose my day for Taco Tuesdays because I love tacos. And guess what? This Tuesday, there was not tacos.
Oh, no. What did he have to eat? Was he mad?
I can't remember. He ate it and it was fine. But then there's also yesterday, I made him his lunch and forgot to put it in his bag.
Oh, no.
So he's like, I had sausage and pancakes. And I was like, well, I love lunch or breakfast at any time. So that sounds pretty solid. Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. Mm. But yeah, so people don't tell you about like the growing, the constant need of like food and clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Or also food, how your child loves something, will love it.
Mm.
I cannot get enough. And the next day, disgusted by it.
Yeah. It's usually also when she gets disgusted by something, it's usually after I've just gone to Costco and got a
super size,
literally a giant box, for instance, Pirate's Booty. That was the hit for years.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, I need more Pirate's Booty. I'm like, perfect. I'm going to go to Costco this weekend. I'll get like the big size bag. Come back. I'm like, you want Pirate's Booty? She goes, I don't really like that anymore. I'm like,
you're like, ma'am, I don't eat it, so we're gonna eat it.
Yeah, I'm like, since when? She goes, my belly just doesn't really like it. I'm like, it seems like you're making this up to really aggravate me.
It's like, well, I don't like your belly.
Yeah, like, what? So then I'm left with eating Pirate's
Booty. Turn like a, sometimes I turn kind of psycho to where I'm just like, that is all you get. That is your choice. Pirate's Booty or nothing. Suffer. Let your stomach hurt. I don't care.
I've done that before for sure. Because I'm like, this is really ridiculous. This makes no sense.
I get like crazy because I'm just like, you literally fucking loved it.
Well, so apples. She was into apples. The whole apple, would eat the whole thing. It was great. Then one day we went to the grocery store. She picked out three apples. We get home, like, do you want an apple? She goes, I don't really like apples.
I can't. After you,
it's been literally 30 minutes since you like intently picked out your three apples, and now you just don't like them anymore. Based on what? Now she will only eat the apples from Wawa that are prepackaged, and like they don't have any skin on them.
I can't.
She says, I only like those apples. I don't like mommy or daddy's apples.
I can't. Listen, it's girl.
What?
Eat the apples I give you and shush.
Yeah. It's just odd. It's odd. I guess the other thing, too, is like, they ask so many questions.
Oh,
and
God.
Some of them are questions where
beyond me.
Yeah. Either you don't know the answer, you don't want to explain the answer. Or you're like, this is a question where I'm not sure how to explain the answer in a way that you would understand. So then what?
It's hard. Sometimes I'm like, do you ever just find yourself being like, yeah, like five times in a row? And they're like, it does. And you're like, yeah. And then you have no idea what you're saying yes to.
Yeah.
So then you're like, this kid's going to go to school and be like, my mom said. Mars.
My mom said. And then the teacher's like, your mom's a fucking idiot.
But sometimes I just can't handle all the questions.
All the questions.
I can't.
And I feel like from like 2 to like 3, 3.5, it's all the whys. Why this?
And it's nothing
why
insane.
That?
And it's kind of like manageable.
Yeah.
But now 5 and 6, they're like solid questions.
Yeah,
like,
they're good questions.
Where I'm like, I'm 30 years older than you and I don't know the answer.
Yeah. I'm like, that's sometimes I'll just be like, that's a really good question.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you're like, save that for your dad.
Or save that for literally anybody else. Ask a stranger in the store. I don't know.
I can't. We're doing homework the other day. And they're like, what is the a compound for math? Like compound number and stuff. And I'm like,
compound number?
I can't. And then they're like, find the preposition. I had to look at Google it because I'm like, what is a preposition?
The amount of times.
And I got my degree in literature.
That's strange.
You know English. Yeah. You have to know nouns, adjectives, verbs. All not the prepositions. I don't look it up.
What is it? Is that like I is think it's like is a? At. Wow, look at me.
I know. But I could be wrong.
I always ask Alexa everything because they're like, draw something with a short A sound in the middle. And I'm like, that's a little bit too much.
Cat. Okay. And then a long A is cake because we just did that yesterday.
Oh, that's great. But I had to ask Alexa.
But also, yeah, they
what's
tell
a
us.
Long A sound? I'm like, is draw something that's long A? She goes, I don't even know what that is. Well, same. And she's so blunt about it. And just in the middle of homework, mommy, I really don't like doing this.
I don't blame
like,
you.
Girl, same, but you have to do it. Mm-hmm. Just like she's like, I really don't like school. I'm like, okay, well, you have to go or I'll be in jail. So,
yeah, literally.
Too bad.
Oh my God.
Just kids, you know?
You know what they also don't prepare you for?
What?
Forced interactions with parents you don't want to interact with. Sorry, not sorry. Listen, we have our cup of tea, people. We have a solid group. Solid group.
We all actually get along.
We all get along.
We think we're all funny. Because we are hilarious.
We take care of each other's kids it's at great. The drop of a dime.
My mom was perplexed. So we went to the winery and there was...
Oh, your mom was there?
Yeah.
Okay, fun.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
Maddie, I missed you.
So then Kristen was there, Nicole was there. And then Brittany and Brett came later with the kids. And so at one point, I had Vienna. And that was it. But
not your kid.
Not my kid. Somebody else had mine. I think Brian had Izzy and Paxton. Like, it's great. My mom's like, where's Izzy? I'm like, oh, she's probably with one of the other parents. Like, we all just, like, watch each other's kids. And she's like, really?
It's amazing.
And I'm like, yeah. Like, I have their kids. So they'll watch my kid.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I love it's like that. Great. But I feel like you don't find that often.
No, you don't. That's a problem.
People get butthurt about it. I feel like.
Well, because there's a lot of forced interactions with parents to where they might not be your cup of tea. And I think that as adults, you need to find your cup of tea of like your tribe
can
be parents with, which is really hard, but you can't force it. So when I say forced interaction, it's like, if Knox is like, hey, I really want to have a play date with so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
And I've met their parents and I just don't feel like they're my cup of tea. Guess what? I love my kids, so I will do that play date.
Yeah.
But please don't try to hang out with me.
No.
And that's not to be rude. I think,
no,
you know,
I think that's very, very normal.
But that no one tells you about that. Like, hey, as your kids get older, you will have to take them to places and deal with people that you may not want to.
Yeah. And put a face on for the betterment of your child.
Mm-hmm. And that's hard.
That's very hard.
Because my face sometimes, you can tell what it's thinking.
That's why I get Botox before any sort of work travel. I'm like,
I want to be stiff.
Oh, literally. I like, she like makes fun of me and she's like, yeah, I like try and do natural. I'm like somebody in this group. I'm like, Dr. Freeze me. Like, I don't care. I do not want any movement.
Dude, you are Kara. Kara, I love you.
60 she's plus like, units in this face. Mm-mm. Give it to me.
No, see, I'm the opposite. I'm like, I'd like to move my eyebrows, please.
No.
But anyways, so forced social interaction.
I feel like that starts with birthday parties.
I can't. No. I'm so...
It does. How many birthday parties? Which was good because half of us were like friends.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, birthday parties. We're going to a birthday party in a couple weeks. And I just saw the mom at the book fair. Just met her. Super, super sweet. Seems really cool, actually. So I'm like kind of excited. But there's going to be 45 people at this birthday party.
Where is it?
At their house.
Oh, that's brave.
Brave. Well, she was like, yeah, there's going to be like 45 people and 5 people haven't responded yet to see if their families are coming. I was like, you expected a 50% drop off? And she started laughing. She's like, yeah. And nobody has said no yet. It's like, damn.
That's why I'm not like So Knox is kindergarten. I'm not inviting his whole class. I don't care.
Why would you?
I'm not doing it.
We just got another invitation via email. Odd. Like the so-and-so's 7th birthday party, like at our house. And I was like, I'm not even telling Izzy about it.
No, nope. Don't do it. Just say no.
No, I've never heard her mention this kid's name. Sorry. And it's also Memorial Day weekend. Oh, no. I'm going to be at the beach.
You know what we are doing? So, you know, we do our bash.
You do. But it's like a, yeah, conjoined.
Conjoined for both their birthdays. They're 15 days apart. So it makes sense to do it together. Mm-hmm. But I don't think this year. Because Knox wants a party at Bounce U.
Oh, right. That's
and
my
I'm
bad.
Like, that's expensive. So mm-hmm. we're going to do it for like you and 10 of your friends.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Why don't you do a joint one with, or that gets too pricey because then it's too many kids?
I don't know. Actually, let me look into that. But it's like, I enjoyed kind of like the party at the house.
Yeah. I think that you because do it really well.
Because it's a birthday party for them, but also a party for everyone to kind of just enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
It's
like for the day. Just hang out.
And that's when Bridget and I were in the Bouncy House last year.
Oh my God. I had a blast.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
It's always a bash. It's great. My parents come and travel for it. So
yeah,
we'll see. I mean, maybe I'll be like,
what if you do one at Bounce U and then have like something small at the house after just for family?
I can never do it just small at my house.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying like from a cost perspective, like
I suck. I'm like, no. And then I'm like buying hay barrels.
Yeah. You literally did.
I go insane. And yeah. No one sat on them.
I think I did for a picture with the girls. Did you sit on the hay barrel? I think it was, Yeah, it was Gemma, Sage, and Izzy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I feel
literally
better.
That's it. Just us. Just us.
My dad and Chris traveled to go pick up those.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Pick those up.
Sorry.
Yeah. Anyways, but great.
Anywho.
But that's the stuff that you have to think about.
And there's going to be more stuff, especially with social media. I'm terrified. Izzy already, she braided her doll's hair, which I was very proud of her. No, she put the hair in a ponytail. We're learning, working on braiding. But she was like, Mommy, put this on Instagram and tell everybody how proud you are of me and how I did such a good job. And yada, I'm like, How do you
even know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's probably my fault.
It's out there.
But yeah, post it on Instagram. Let me know how many likes I get.
I can't. You're 6.
Yeah. But then she did get a lot of likes
Izzy girl.
And comments because it's Izzy. She's a local celebrity in my life.
I can't.
It's wild.
You know what people also don't tell you about?
What?
Your kids have body parts.
Yeah.
You don't know. Like, they just want to know their body parts.
Yeah, which is something you would want to encourage.
Yes.
But in the right way. There's like levels to it.
In your bedroom.
Alone.
And then wash your hands.
Yeah.
But like, that's the thing they don't prepare you for. Like,
and how
for
do
me,
you handle
as a
it?
Woman dealing with a son.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, well, okay. That thing is there, you know? And
yeah.
Like, sometimes he just lays on the couch with his hands in his pants like an old man. And I'm like, bro.
Get your hands out of your pants.
Get your hands out of your pants. But no one prepares you for that.
Right.
Then you have daughters who are just exploring.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, stinky fingers.
Right.
Like, let's
go
wash
to the bathroom.
Our hands. Like, geez.
Yeah.
And you don't realize, like, how gross kids are.
Oh, my God. They'll eat, like, cheese fries.
Yep.
Lick their fingers. Like, there's just no, there's just nothing. And then you get a UTI and you're like, how did this happen?
Those cheese fingers. It's the worst. But
no one
talks to you about it.
Nobody talks to you about it.
Like, I was literally, I remember.
And it could be anywhere, like in the grocery store.
Ugh.
Oh, my God.
And you have to be like, don't do that.
Like,
especially because there's a bunch of weird
weirdos,
pedos out there.
Yeah.
But like. For Knox, I remember being like, hey, Chris, can you teach him how to clean his thing?
Clean his thing?
His wiener.
You have to clean it specifically?
You have to make sure you get around like...
Oh, all the crevices?
Yeah.
Yeah,
do the tippity top. Make sure you're cleaning it good.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
I'm just like...
Yeah.
And he's like, that's when Chris is like, what do you mean? I'm like, just like, he can't just like pat it and be like, I'm done.
Right. Which, like, is with girls.
Yes.
That's what you have to do because it's
its own little
ecosystem.
Cleaning service down there.
It is.
It is. Mm-hmm. So with him, I'm just like, just make sure it's like I don't know, clean. I don't want to look at it up close.
Like, yeah, just like handle that.
Just make sure he knows how to properly clean it. And he taught him. And I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
But it's good. Weird stuff like that that no one prepares you for.
No. Well, then I have to teach Kevin.
Uh-huh.
Because he doesn't know.
Yeah.
I have to teach him, okay, when she's at your house, make sure you don't let her do this. Make sure you do that. Like, it's very sensitive, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole
and
thing.
And he's awkward about it.
I don't blame him. It's weird.
I don't either.
It's weird.
But I'm like, at the end of the day, like, you got to do what you got
to
do.
You have to.
And that's why I keep saying, I'm like, your dad needs a girlfriend.
Yes.
She literally. So I was joking about it, but she took it dead fucking seriously.
Oh, shit.
And we were like leaving. I think we were going to the zoo. And she was like, mommy, I have a good idea. I said, what? She goes, there's going to be a lot of people at the zoo. I said, yeah, probably. It's a public place. She goes, maybe we could find my dad a girlfriend there. I'm like, maybe.
You're like, we can hope.
We can only hope. Yeah.
I love that.
It's so funny.
Anywho. Parenting is just full of fucking
you'll just learn so much
messes
and meltdowns messes and meltdowns.
Oh, oof, Sage.
Sage loves a meltdown.
Sage girl is in it. She's been
She's
in it
in the thick of it.
She is. Knox never had meltdowns like this. She turns into a rolling alligator. Like,
yeah,
she is mean.
Yeah, and you can see in her eyes if she had lasers to shoot at you,
she would. Last night, like, literally, she was laying in bed. I'm not tired. And she was, like, overtired. I'm like, you just gotta
maybe
go to bed,
girl. Maybe
you need
an exorcist.
Like, and she would be like, like, as loud as she can. And she, like, does her fist. And, like, Chris and I are just looking at each other, like.
What
And then
do
we just
we
start
do?
Laughing because we're like, you're home, you're safe, you're in bed, you're overtired, like, there's no coddling.
The overtired thing is too much.
You know what I mean? I already went in and I was like, do you want me to rock you? And she's like, no. And I'm like, okay. You know how she gets. She's crazy. She scares me sometimes.
It's funny because she can also be the sweetest.
The sweetest peach. Like, have I gotten one write up from her at school? No.
No.
Nothing. Knox, I used to get them all the time.
Yeah.
And he'd be the sweetest at home.
Yeah.
Sage is at school like, I love you. You're my best friend.
At home.
Thank you, Mrs. Blah, blah, blah. And at home, she's like, give it to me now.
No.
Finish him.
Or I will be your demise.
Literally, she scares me.
Yeah.
Sometimes she's I'm intense. Like, just give it. Give it. Hurry up. Hurry up. Get it out of the package. Give it to her as fast as you can. Then she's like, thank you.
In her little voice. And then it's like, waddles away. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I'm confused.
You're like, my life just flashed before my eyes.
Yeah.
This tiny little 3 foot nothing.
That's what, so Izzy doesn't really have a ton of like those, but like if she's overly tired, that's when it begins. And I'm just like, all right, you need to go to bed. I'm not even tired. I'm like, yeah, you are.
You're like, that just told me.
And then I tell her. And so then I'm like, hey, remember when you said you weren't tired last night? She'll be like, yeah. I'm like, well, I checked on you 3 minutes after I put you to bed and you were asleep. She goes, that's funny.
Yeah, oh my God.
It's not.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you give me hell for an hour before?
That's what they do. Same
so
thing.
So rude.
This morning, Sage, when we were leaving, she did the biggest yawn and like a really cute smile. And she's like, I'm just super tired. I'm like, yeah, bitch. You didn't go to bed till midnight. I'm tired too.
You were
Let's
screaming
talk about
at me.
Let's talk about how tired we both are. Except you look great and fabulous with no under eye.
Right. And I look like a fucking crazy
and
person.
And I'm ready to go cry in the corner because I'm exhausted.
Just rock yourself. You drop her off. They find you in the parking lot just rocking yourself.
They're like,
you're like,
you
oh
can't.
My
They're
God.
Like, you can't stay here.
Yeah.
Wellness. Oh my God. I can't.
Send cops to give you a wellness visit at your address.
I'm like, thank you.
Oh my God.
We've come to the time of Topic Thunder.
Topic Thunder.
You're up, baby. Three items. Okay. If there are any items on the planet that you could eradicate.
Oh, I'm going to need a definition.
Get rid of forever.
Oh, get rid of forever.
What three items?
Items.
It could be anything. It could be food. It could be a tool. It could be anything.
Whoa.
But not like anger.
No.
Like
it has to be like a
physical
thing.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So one thing I would get rid of just because it's springtime and I've smelt them recently are cum trees. Have you ever smelled a cum tree?
Cum tree?
They smell like cum. They're very common in this area.
Very common. Cumin.
They're very common in this area.
I've never heard
they're
of
like,
that.
Yeah.
I feel like, okay.
That's a thing.
Okay.
Maybe it is. I don't
number
know.
Number one, a cum tree.
A cum tree. Because.
Come on, people. Just
come on, people. Get it together. Get these off the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. So that. I would also probably get rid of. This is hard. I like most things. I would get rid of. Snails.
Okay. Rude. Why? I have a snail pet. It's fine. Keep going.
It's like Gary. Is his name Gary?
His name is Linguini.
Linguini. That's so stupid. Linguini. So yeah, like snails.
Snails, cum trees.
What do you do? Like what do snails do? It's I fine. Don't know. One more thing. Sour beers.
Okay, you don't like sour.
Be a wine or be a beer.
Okay.
Be a cocktail or be a beer. Don't be a sour beer. Gross.
Sounds like a sour bitch.
Yeah.
No, we don't
but
like that.
We like sour bitches sometimes.
Oh,
sour
yeah,
beers,
we do.
No.
Because we're sour sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, that was good.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
You're but welcome. Anytime.
Linguini, you can stay.
Yeah, Linguini's fine.
We're coming into the Unbothered Baddie.
I love that. Featuring.
Featuring. Guys, the Unbothered Baddie of the week is going to be the Honey Bombs. So actually, this is my softball team, guys. We are called the Honey Bombs. It's been such a great team to
be a cool name.
Part of. And it's just a really fun team. Softball, it's co-ed. It's amazing. And the team just has really good vibes. So I love them. And we actually partnered with Von C Brewing in Norristown, mm-hmm. local. They are our sponsors. And actually, they had made us a beer last year for our 2023 championship, which was so cool.
So cute.
And actually, they are labeling beer for us again and opening up to the public.
That's yeah. awesome.
So I'd love to throw it out there. I think it's $45 a case for these tall boys. And
it's good.
It's good beer. It's a Pilsner. So it's not like one way or the other. It's kind of just like a very medium
it's
beer.
It's an easy drinking beer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can DM us or message us if you'd like some beer. Or you can go to Norristown_Wolfpack on Instagram and get some. But just support us, you know. Every year we'd like to support the people who support us
yeah.
for our team and who sponsor us. So this is kind of like giving back to them for all they've done for us. And it's local, Norristown.
We love
Von C Brewing. So we love the Honey Bombs and we love Von C.
Yeah.
You are on Bothered Baddie of the week.
Of the week, 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 week.
Thank you guys for tuning in on this parenting episode. You can catch all the behind-the-scenes content on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at The Unbothered Moms. And share, like, subscribe, and we'll catch you next week.
See ya. Bye.